For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Twin wildfires in Northern California have forced thousands of people to run, and more may have to. Governor Jerry Brown's been touring some of the burned-out areas and says he'd like some federal help.
I've asked the president to make a major declaration. He's done it in the past. I'm confident he'll do it again.
A relatively rare tornado in New England. At least one woman was injured when the twister touched down in Webster, Massachusetts, toppling trees and damaging a number of homes in the city. Erin Polito is the lieutenant governor in Massachusetts.
We'll work with our social service agencies to determine what the needs are so that these families can take the next steps in partnership with the state and this community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's important to keep economic and political pressure on North Korea to make sure it gives up its nuclear weapons. He's been talking with other diplomats at a meeting in Singapore.
I've also emphasized the importance of maintaining diplomatic and economic pressure on North Korea to achieve the final fully verified denuclearization of the DPRK, as agreed to by Chairman Kim.
Pompeo tweeted that he delivered a letter from President Trump in response to a letter from Kim Jong-un that he received last week. Neil Stanage, White House columnist for The Hill, says there's evidence North Korea is actually enhancing some of its weapon systems.
President Trump was making a lot of his famous summit with Kim Jong-un. He has argued that his new approach has advanced the cause of peace and denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. So any evidence that runs counter to that is a problem for the Trump administration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
The former head of South Carolina's Republican Party makes a bizarre confession about killing his mother's dog. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Simpsonville, South Carolina police say he told them that he choked, stabbed, and mutilated his mother's 10-year-old beagle mix last week because God told him to do so. Police also say 37-year-old Todd Kincannon told them he was the second coming of Jesus Christ. The Republican activist was general counsel and executive director for the state GOP in 2009. Now he'll be charged with animal cruelty after evaluation at a mental hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is once again in Singapore delivering a letter for President Trump and meeting with North Korean officials and other leaders in Southeast Asia. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
He says a nuclear-free North Korea remains a top priority for the U.S.
Any violation that detracts from the world's goal of finally fully denuclearizing North Korea would be something that America would take very seriously.
Pompeo says Washington has become aware of reports that Russia has been allowing joint ventures with North Korean firms and granting new work permits for North Korean guest workers. If that's true, he says it would be a violation of a U.N. resolution. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.